to my other half. I wish there was a better way to talk to you. I'm sorry I haven't wrote you in a few. Ugh. I'm never gonna get this letter finished. Sweetie, I'm coming. He put his song on. Thank God music always helps. Mommy's coming, baby. Hi. Oh no, what's wrong? Are you sleepy? I know. You can't sleep unless you're in mommy's arms, huh? Don't worry, I totally get it. You know, I was the same way with your daddy. I don't think I've slept well since he's been gone. Guess what? Pretty soon, he'll be home. I don't know when, but I just know he's coming back. You like this song, huh? Me and your daddy used to dance to this when we first started dating. No matter where we were, if I ever got anxious, he would put this song on and we'd dance. I've been meaning to send him another letter. You want to hear it? Tell me if it's bad. I know you're just a baby, but your facial expressions are pretty accurate. I wrote hundreds of letters and I still can never find the right words to say. So, here goes nothing. To my other half, I wish there was a better way to talk to you. I'm sorry I haven't wrote you in a few months. I guess the rumors are true. Having a baby is not easy. Oh, and you're a dad now. I did send pictures, but not sure if you've seen them. Gosh, at this point, I don't even know if you can read the letters. My tears always end up spreading the ink. It's been so long. I miss you every second of every day, and it's like when you left, you took all of me with you. Even though you've left a part of you with me. I gave birth 2 months ago. He's a happy, healthy baby boy. Named after an amazing man. I get choked up when I say your name, so I just call him Junior. I like it. It has a nice ring to it. But our son takes up all of my days. Marley is so protective over him. I guess he's just trying to fill in until you get back. And you will come back. You have to. I need you. We need you. I can't read the rest, Junior. I really can't. But what do you think? You like it? Thank you. How about you, Marley? Was it good? I figured. You look just like him, you know that? You have the same eyes. Every time I look at you, I just get more and more hope. I can't wait for you to meet him. Your daddy is the best man I've ever known. He's sweet. He's funny. He's brave. He has the biggest heart. He might not be perfect, but he's pretty close. He's truly a hero. He's given me the greatest gift, and that's you. I just miss him so much. Don't mind me. I'm not sad. These are happy tears. If it weren't for your daddy, I wouldn't have you. Lord knows I couldn't deal with all of this without you. You give me purpose. Not having daddy here has been so lonely. But I do everything for you. When I can't get out of bed, when I can't eat, I just have to because of you. Everything I do is for you. Gosh, at this point, you're my best friend. I'm having full-blown conversations with an infant. I guess it's us against the world while your daddy saves it. Marley, shh. Baby needs to sleep. As a matter of fact, come on, Junior. Let's go get you back to bed. Marley! What the heck? I wonder who that could be. Here. Mommy's gonna be right back, okay? Coming! I'm coming! Baby? I can't believe this. You're here. Don't let go. Oh my gosh, you're here. Oh my gosh, you're here. I missed you so much. Ow. Marley, calm down. Oh my gosh. It's really you. Oh my god. You're staying? You promise? Oh my gosh, your face. Your face. It's shaved. You look so good. Oh, my heart is pounding so hard right now. What the hell am I doing? Come here. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I was literally just talking about you. To who? Oh my gosh. About that, I have another man in my life now. He's a bit young, but, oh, don't make that face. You were gone for so long. What did you think was gonna happen? I actually think you both should meet. Hmm? Yes, right now. Come to the living room. Probably woke him up again. Meet Junior. Yeah, I named him after you. You left right before the gender appointment, and I wanted to keep it a secret. But we have a healthy baby boy. I've told him all about you already. And look, he looks just like you. I know, right? I carried him all these months just for him to barely take my features. Hmm? Yes, you can hold him. Are your hands clean? Okay, here you go. Just put his head right here. There you go. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna lose it. He's so small in your hands. This is crazy. This is the best day ever. Aside from when we met and me giving birth, like, seriously, I've been waiting for you to come home. Let's sit. So, how are you? Really? Oh, well, baby, I missed you too. Where were you deployed at? Oh my gosh, really? How was it? Interesting. On a scale of 1 to 10, how was the food? Oh, wow. I know you probably missed my cooking. Well, I'm just glad you're safe and at home finally. Is there anything that you need? Baby, I will literally do anything for you right now. Anything, whatever you need. I know I may look tired, but that's just what babies do to a person. Honestly, the hardest part has just been missing you and sleeping alone. I'm like so frustrated, if you know what I mean. I bet you are too. You know, I heard $41 million is spent on Viagra for the military every single year. Hey, listener, wifey here. Believe it or not, this is true. Back to the audio. It wasn't being used by you, right? I'm just messing with you. I know you wouldn't. But you know what I find funny? You coming home a week after I had my 6 weeks appointment. What is that for? Baby, did you not read the parenting book I gave you? Ugh. After you give birth, you have to wait 6 weeks before any spicy stuff. And here you are at the 7th week. Typical. What? Why are you looking at me like that? You miss me? I miss you too. You're sorry for leaving? Oh, baby, you don't have to apologize. I know you didn't have a choice. What matters is that you're here now, and you aren't going anywhere. We can be a family now. Do all the things that we've talked about. You have questions for me. Ask away. What do you want to know? How was it with you being gone and me being pregnant? I mean, it was hard. I struggled a lot for the first 3 months, and then I had no choice but to suck it up because stress affects the baby. So I had to be strong. I figured if I married a soldier, I should act like one for the sake of our child. I kid you not, I cried every day. You know I don't know anyone out here, so it got lonely really quick. I speak with friends from back home from time to time, but you already know how that is. They have their own families and jobs and lives, so they're all busy. Yeah, I've still been working, just remotely now. It definitely wasn't easy, but with my new title of private mommy, I had to be strong. I stopped sleeping upstairs once I wasn't able to move around easily. And about a week before my due date, I spoke with my doctors. Only because I was concerned about not being able to make it to the hospital or having someone help me. They recommended inducing me, so I just went with it. But the day I went in for induction, my water actually broke on the way there. I know. I was at Target. Don't you look at me like that. As soon as I got out the car, I just felt water running down my leg.
And to be honest with you, I just thought like I peed on myself because my gosh, at the end of my third trimester, I had to use the restroom like every 10 minutes. I'm not even kidding. So I got back in the car and suddenly I was getting sharp pain. So I drove to the hospital and when I went in, I was like, hi, either I just peed on myself or my baby is coming right now. And they rushed me to my room and the doctors were like, yeah, you need to get ready to push. It all happened so fast. I immediately had all the nerves and everything hit me. It was literally just like the day you left. All the emotions. I had you and Junior on my mind, and that's what I was hoping would get me through it. I didn't even get an epidural. Yeah, and I almost regret it. I think for me, I was just committed to being a soldier. And honestly, like, I've always wanted to just see what that feels like. Because obviously, like, birth isn't, like, super common for every single person. Like, everybody doesn't want kids and everybody doesn't do birth naturally. So I figured if I was going to, I might as well just, like, get the full experience. But I quickly changed my mind after the contraction started up again, but they told me I couldn't. So instead, I got laughing gas and warm baths to ease the pain. Then once it was time, I did 7 big pushes and there he was. I nearly broke the bed handles. Honestly, like, you really dodged a bullet with me holding your hand and breaking it, honestly. Yes, it was so painful, but once I heard him cry, I just wanted to hold him. My first words were, "Hi, I love you. I'm your mom." And just looking at him, I saw you, and that got me really emotional. And when they brought me the papers and asked me what I'd name him, I just said your name. Speaking of which, you have to sign the birth certificate and all that stuff. Yeah, I have to mail it in about a week. Oh no. He's hungry now. Yeah, you can tell what he wants based on his cry. See how he's making sucky noises? Mm-hmm. Means he's hungry. Here, let me get him. Hey, baby. I know you're hungry. Hey, baby. Don't worry, mommy's gonna feed you in a second. Are you hungry? Yeah, I figured you traveled a long way. Alright, well, my head is all over the place. How about you get settled in, take a shower, and by the time you're done with all of that, I'll have some dinner ready. Of course, your favorite. Might taste funny though, because it's been a while. Yeah, I don't really have time to cook these days. Oh, whatever. Come here. I'm glad you're home, baby. All right, quick. Be quick. See you in a second.